Good morning. Welcome back to another episode, another edition right here in your palm of your hand, the Joby Fresh Show with your host, Joby Fresh. Yes, today. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to jump on last night. I had actually had plans to get with other two individuals who start up their own business. And unfortunately, of course, life happens. And we're going to basically have them on the show in the future and still getting other interviews as well with other small business owners and small entrepreneurs as well. So once again, developing some new content around our local base, sharing people's experience on their road to success and their obstacles. Of course, as your boy Fresh, sharing people's experiences to help you to basically progress in life, because it's not about what you're going through, it's about what can you learn from others, right? We're the best learners and teachers out there in the world, because we basically gather what we need to develop what we need to go to. So I'm actually, you know, doing something a little new today, and I'm actually taking a lot of notes for today's episode. And I just finished getting to the gym this morning. And today's segment, going into a new week, a new Monday, wherever you listen to, around the world, I just want to say basically, you know, today's segment that really hit home, hit the heart, is that your greatest pain from your struggles, right? The greatest pains from your struggles. Understand that, ladies and gentlemen. You have to learn from the beginning of the pain, right? Your pain will basically thrive you where you need to go. Sometimes your struggles, you feel like you're not going nowhere, and you feel like where you came from, where you brought up from, where there's no surroundings, you feel alone. Understand that right there is going to be the best that you're going to experience. Because when we don't go through our pains and when we don't learn from our struggles, we'll always be there, you know, in that same environment. You know, you have to understand, by going through it, you're going to grow from the pain, from your worst moment of struggles. Okay? Because you don't want to basically, and this is the thing, you have to reflect on those struggles. Because sometimes it hurts. The pain hurts. But remember, you can make it temporarily or you can make it permanently. Right? Permanent? Permanent. 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 Okay? Boy, I have a little tongue tie right there. But understand that, ladies and gentlemen. Understand. Reflect on it. Reflect on it. I know it hurts. I know you had a rough childhood. I know you have a rough relationship. I know you had a rough work environment. Everything you've been through, understand, everything you've been through, right, is teaching you what you're going to be at in the future, right? It's preparing you. So all our struggles and pain is going to better you for what to come to you, okay? And I had a hard life too growing up, you know? I grew up in a rough neighborhood, you know, I grew up always around gang affiliated, you know, I was grew up in poverty. So am I going to let that be my mentality today? Understand that. Or the struggles. Think about the struggles. You know, wherever you're working, like your business not being successful, right? You're seeing everyone around you being successful. You see everyone basically developing, growing, but not you, right? Or wherever you're at, you're in at your employer, right? You feel like you're not seeing any type of growth. You're not getting the promotion you're looking for. You just have basically a lot of conflict. You're basically having a lot of setbacks. There's always something that you're basically going through, and you feel more of the stress and more of the depression going down on you, right? So understand, sometimes going through it, you're going to grow from it. Ladies and gentlemen, understand that. Keep it as an attachment with you in life. That's the thing we do, and that's what we think we do, right? We like to hold it, and we always like to reflect on it each and every day. So we're feeding into the pain and struggle, but we're not growing from the pain and the struggle. So as a human being, we're not seeing the elevation that we should be seeing. So we have to change that mindset, accept it, learn from it, grow from it, and move from it. And I love how I'm saying that, because we get stuck and we don't see there's nothing better, but we got to go through it. Everyone has to go through it, right? Like for me, my business did not succeed, right? I feel like I am stagnant. I am comfortable. But understand, I have to be uncomfortable. I have to keep going. I have to keep growing. I have to go through these struggles and through these pains. And everyone's looking on me saying, man, I thought you had to do this, do that, right? And it does. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it does play a factor on your mind. It does. And I'll be honest to accept that. But accepting it and believing it will help you to move from it. Move away from it. But acknowledge what you went through it. You know, because accepting the pain and the struggles will help you move for a better life in the future. And easy to reflect your experience to those who are in the same predicament and the same environment you are in today. Right? So we're going to basically use it and release it to fill the understanding about where you're going to be in the future. Shine on your greatness, ladies and gentlemen. Don't think at this moment that you're not going to move forward. Don't think at this moment you're not going to find something. Don't think at this moment your business is not going to grow. Okay? Because sometimes we feel like we're being lazy. We're not working hard enough. We're not being successful enough. We're not getting the relationship we're destined to be. And we're not independent today. So we're searching on a quest, but we forget one purpose is to find and understand who you are, where you came from, what you went through. You know, everyone has a story of their own past, right? But use that, understand it, accept it. I know there's certain things a lot of people been through. I know that. It's scars, right? There's certain scars, certain dark doors that we try to throw in the back, right? And we leave empty, abandoned houses in our mind and in our soul. But understand, for things to be better, because you reflect on that, accept it and say, I'm not going to be that person no more today. I'm not going to be that person I've been through. You know, the hardest pain is going through something that you like to keep holding each and every day. And that right there is a struggle. It's the hardest part, because you're not willing to let it go. You're not willing to let it go and to accept it. So take a deep breath. I advise you, ladies and gentlemen, one more time. Take a deep breath to reflect on your pain and struggles for the greatness that you have for tomorrow and in the future. Because today is the day you accept where you're trying to be by your faith, by your legacy, and by the mark that you were born for. We're not here to basically keep complaining and whining what we went through. Because that's going to stretch so long, ladies and gentlemen. There's only so much a movie could keep going until it has an end. But be another sequel. Be another episode. Be the one you're going to shut the movie down to the end and start a new one. Because we're our only factor in life. And reflecting what I've been through and what I grew up to and where I'm heading to. I'm throwing out there, I'm heading to, right? To be my own boss, to be a very successful multimillionaire. Also, you know what? I will be the first billionaire in my family. You had to visualize, to understand, to receive where you're heading in life. And my strongest struggle was when I was 6 years ago, when I was around 260 pounds, right? I was fat, right? And this is me, ladies and gentlemen, right? I accept that I was out there enjoying life, indulging, drinking, eating, to a point that I hit depression. You know, I didn't have the confidence. I had low self-esteem, right? And I says, am I going to be like this for the rest of my life? Am I going to be another statistic with diabetes? Am I going to get, you know, have to get shots every day, check my blood type, my blood pressure? So I had a moment in life to think about it. And I made the decision. I made that decision. I reflected, and I'm going to go through it. The struggle was every day going to the gym. Every day going to the gym. As people say, Joey, man, you're looking good, right? But I'm not where I need to be. I'm not where I need to be. So I keep pushing. I keep going. I keep grinding. And I keep reflecting. Do I want to be the old me or want to be the new me? And I keep saying the new me. Ladies and gentlemen, you can reflect on anything you've been through in life. You know? The hard pain growing up. My pain was growing up that I didn't have a father. I had to, you know, I had to basically start providing at the age 13. My mom wasn't around my life as much until I was around 17, 18. Didn't have a father. Moving a lot, growing in like poverty, gang affiliated areas, making moves. I moved every week, right? And I'm not here to, you know, basically sit on the pity potty, but I want you to reflect on certain things in life that I know that you're not pleased about. But look, once again, take a deep breath. One more. And just acknowledge that what I've been through, what I've gone through, today I accept the pain and struggles. And I'm going to learn to better who I'm going to be today for the future of I'm going to be tomorrow. And I wanted just to throw that out there. All right? So today's segment, I know it's a little deep and understanding. For you to be better in 2021, we have to take initiative. Take it. Receive it. You know? And being on this no social media is getting me more tuned on the certain content that I'm basically delivering. Organizing my notes, taking the feedback, right? And acknowledging and applying it to my audience. So that's the end of that segment today, to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the greatest pain from your struggles, okay? Now moving forward, you know, these next episodes, I will bring somebody on the broadcast to reflect on their stories, on their, you know, business, on their reflection. Because understand, we all have different stories, ladies and gentlemen. We all. But gather from some type of information will basically help you in any kind of way. And once again, I want to thank you so much for taking out the time, the day, to listen to your boy Fresh. So I want to wish you guys a wonderful brand new week. Just gotta get up and go get it, right? It starts today, ladies and gentlemen. It starts today. Whatever you want, wherever you want to achieve, it starts today. And I know by you listening, you will achieve it. So you already know, we gotta get up and go get it. Your boy says, Fresh, be blessed.